Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues and jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll tiptoe through the tulips, have a vocabulary lesson, bemoan April 15th, and maybe, just maybe, we'll fulfill a request. Last week, I received a very nice email from listener Ken requesting Maybe Who Knows by Ted Lewis. Well, here's a set of maybe songs, and maybe that Ted Lewis record will be part of it.
Thank you. maybe she's glad, feeling unhappy. She may be sad or say maybe, maybe, who knows? And you know, maybe she's living happy and well, and maybe she's loving someone instead. Or maybe, maybe, who knows? While I'm just sighing and I'm crying, she fills my heart, my broken heart. Morning and the dawning, it brings no change but sorrow. Maybe she needs me, maybe she's blue, maybe she'd love me more than I knew. Say maybe, maybe, who knows?
Some maybe songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We began the show with Sam Lannon's Dance Orchestra and a vocal by Paul Small from a Hit of the Week cardboard record, which went on sale on Thursday, December 31st, 1930. That was Maybe It's Love, written by Sidney D. Mitchell, Archie Gottler, and George W. Meyer. Then it was a request from listener Ken, Ted Lewis and his band, and Maybe Who Knows, written by Johnny Tucker, Joe Shuster, and Ruth Etting. Ruth Etting recorded the song in April of 1929, and it was also recorded by Kate Smith and Irving Kaufman with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. Ted Lewis's version was recorded in Los Angeles on May 26, 1929, with Ted performing the vocal as well as playing clarinet. And we finished up with Bing in 1934, backed by Georgie Stoll and his orchestra, and Maybe I'm Wrong Again. Well, I may be wrong about a lot of things, but not about the fact that you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Last week, on April 11th in 1938, the SPEBSQSA, that is the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America, was founded by Tulsa tax attorney O.C. Cash and fellow Tulsan Rupert Hall. They happened to meet in Kansas City while each was traveling on business and found they shared a love for vocal harmony. They were bemoaning the decline of that all-American institution, the Barbershop Quartet, when they decided to do something about it. The pair invited their friends to a song fest on the roof garden of the Tulsa Club, and 26 men attended that first meeting. There are now about 35,000 members in 1,100 chapters in every state and province of the U.S. and Canada. The first written use of the word barbershop when referring to harmonizing came in 1910 with the publication of the song Play That Barbershop Chord. By the way, Sweet Adeline, the song that became a favorite of barbershop quartets, was written in 1903 by Richard Gerard and Henry Armstrong. So to commemorate the SPEBSQSA, we have some rapidly rotating records by some quartets. Thank you.
till collectors gather round and rather haunt the cottage next door.
Men the grocer and butcher's
men, men who fall for the rent.
But within a happy chappy and his bride of only a year
seem to be so cheerful, here's an earful
of the chatter you hear.
Every morning, every evening,
ain't we got fun?
Not much money, oh, but honey, oh,
ain't we got fun?
The rent's unpaid, dear, we haven't a bun.
But smile for me, dear,
for people like us.
In the winter, in the summer,
don't we have fun?
Times are bum and getting a bummer,
till we have fun.
There's nothing surer, the rich get rich and the poor get poorer.
In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun?
Just to make their trouble nearly double, something happened last night.
To their chimney a graper came,
Mr. Spock his name.
And a vessel kin, a pair of twins, just happened in with a bird.
Still they're very gay and merry,
just at dawning I heard.
Every morning, every evening,
don't we have fun?
Twins and pairs, dear, come in pairs, dear,
don't we have fun?
We only started as mama and pa.
Are we downhearted?
I'll say that we're not.
And look mad and getting madder,
ain't we got fun?
Times are bad and getting better,
still we have fun.
There's nothing surer, the rich get rich and the poor get laid off.
In the meantime, in the green time, ain't we got fun?
Mad and getting madder,
ain't we got fun?
Times are bad and getting badder,
still we have fun.
There's nothing surer, the rich get rich and the poor get children.
In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun? Got fun, got fun, ain't we got fun?
Every time that I see a harvest moon, it brings back memories. Do you remember how at harvest time we all used to gather around and sing, huh? Gee, didn't we have a great quartet? Oh boy. I wonder if the boys and I sing an old song for you. If it will bring back memories, I hope so. Shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky. I ain't had no lovin' since April, January, June, or July. Snowtime, ain't no time to say. Outdoors and spoon. So shine on, harvest moon, for me and my gal.
Shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky. I ain't had no lovin' since April, January, June, or July. No time, ain't no time to stay. Outdoors and spoon.
shine on harvest moon up in the sky. I ain't had no lovin', honey, it's been years and months and weeks and days. No time, ain't no time to stay outdoors and spoon. So shine on, harvest moon.
For me and my girl.
Some rapidly rotating records by quartets to commemorate the founding of the SPEBSQSA. We started with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and the Southern Fall Colored Quartet and Ukulele Lady, written by Richard Whiting and Gus Kahn, and recorded by Victor on June 2, 1925. That record is courtesy of Martin Smith. Ukulele Lady was followed by another Richard Whiting tune with lyrics by Gus Kahn and Raymond B. Egan, Ain't We Got Fun. That 1920 recording was by the Harmonizers Quartet. And we just heard The Whispering Pianist along with the Rondoliers Quartet and Shine On Harvest Moon. That Columbia 78 was recorded on January 5th, 1931, and those of you who were listening last week know that The Whispering Pianist was... That's right, Art Gillum. The song Shine On Harvest Moon was written in 1908 by Jack Norworth with the lyrics by Nora Bays.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We begin the show this evening with a request from listener Ken. So if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on the show, or have a comment about the show, do what listener Ken did. Send an email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send your request by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. As a public service, I'd like to remind you that the day after tomorrow is the deadline for filing your income tax return. I hope you've already filed and gotten back a great big refund check. But for all those who will be a little poorer after having to come up with money for the IRS, and may be waiting in line just before midnight to get their return postmarked, here are some songs about other poor people, starting off with Louis Russell.
Blue as can be, Mom eats bread and strawberry jam, but poor Papa eats nothing at all. Mama says, oh, Mama says, ah, Mama says, boo, Mama says, bah, but poor Papa, he says nothing at all. Papa bought a limousine, the most expensive kind. Now he wears a chauffeur suit, and Mama rides behind. Mama's got silk and satin beneath, she's got gold in all of her teeth. But poor Papa's got no teeth at all.
Some poor songs on rapidly rotating records in recognition of the fact that the day after tomorrow is the dreaded tax day, April 15th. We started off with Louis Russell and his orchestra and Poor Little Me, written by Paul Barberin, who was drummer in the band. The vocal on that May 29th, 1930 recording was by Jesse Cryer, and the clarinetist was Albert Nicholas. Next, it was the Harlem Trio, George McLennan on clarinet, Eddie Hayward Sr. on piano, and an unknown banjo on The Poor Man's Blues, written by George McLennan. George McLennan was primarily a vaudeville entertainer, including dancing and comedy as opposed to being a musician, which accounts for his gas pipe and laughing clarinet style, but he was apparently capable of a much more musical style than his recordings would suggest. And we finished up with something a little more upbeat from the Redheads, Red Nichols, Miff Mole, Jimmy Dorsey, Alfie Evans, Rube Bloom, Vic Burton, and the vocal by Arthur Fields on Poor Papa, He's Got Nothing at All, from February 4th, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at www.kisl.org and available on demand anytime at all online at www.radiofreeworld.com. It's time now for today's vocabulary lesson. The word for today is vespertine, V-E-S-P-E-R-T-I-N-E, an adjective meaning of, relating to, or occurring in the evening, or active flowering or flourishing in the evening. So here's a set of vespertine songs, beginning with the Romance of Harmony Orchestra.
Thank you. of days. The birds are winging, they're on their way. I love to see the evening sun go down, so I can be with you. I slip away and skip away from town to the place I love best. Our cute love nest. If I'm beside you when night shadows fall, then I can hide you away from them all. I love to see the evening sun go down, so I can be with you.
One-time mama down in Jacksonville said, sweet mama, I'm in jail. Honey, please don't fail me. Hurry up and mail me bail. That's just a year ago, and I'm still on the inside, looking at the outside, waiting for the evening mail. The only reason that they have me in this place, I mistook a three spot for an ace, and the man that had the dice grabbed my dough and ran.
I miss him with a brick and hit a policeman. Copper grabbed me by the collar in his rage. Took and sewed me in this mean old wicked cage. Then they tied an iron apple just below my knee. And when it rots away, they're gonna set me free. Hey, hey, I just asked the trustee just how long I must be locked up before they set me free. He said he heard the warden say that I'd be born. Yeah. Till 1993, sitting on the inside, looking at the outside, waiting for the evening mail.
Some Vespertine songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We started with the Romance of Harmony Orchestra and a personal recording, meaning that it was financed and sold privately by the band members themselves and didn't appear in the regular Jeanette record catalogs. That was Blue Evening Blues, written by Art Kahn and Vic Burton, and recorded in Richmond, Indiana on June 30th, 1924. After Blue Evening Blues, it was Singin' Sam in 1932, and I Love to See the Evening Sun Go Down. Singin' Sam was the stage name of Harry Frankel, who began his career as a minstrel performer and vaudevillian. He became famous in the early days of radio as the Barbasol Man for his long association with that company, which sponsored his 15-minute radio show. And we just heard Al Jolson and Waiting for the Evening Mail from 1923. And speaking of Jolson, here's another reminder about the upcoming 70th anniversary screening right here in the Casino Theater of the Al Jolson picture Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. That will take place at 3:30 on Thursday, May 15th. That kicks off an entire Jolson weekend as the International Al Jolson Society Festival takes place aboard the Queen Mary in Long Beach, May 16, 17, and 18. You can get more complete information by visiting the website of the International Al Jolson Society at www.jolson.org and clicking on the link to the festival. That's the 70th anniversary screening of Hallelujah, I'm a Bum, right here at the Casino Theater in Avalon at 3:30 in the afternoon on Thursday, May 15th, 2003.
Part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at radiofreeworld.com.
Last week, April 12th, marked the birth in 1932 in New York of Herbert Corey. You may know him better as Tiny Tim, who became nationally famous in 1968 when he appeared on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In singing his signature song, Tiptoe Through the Tulips. The following year, he provided The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson some of its highest ratings ever when he married Miss Vicki Budinger on the air. Although he was perceived as strictly a novelty act, Tiny Tim actually possessed a vast knowledge of vintage American pop and vaudeville songs and was an avid collector of 78 RPM records and sheet music. He performed in small clubs, parties, and talent shows under a variety of names, first as Larry Love, but had some lucrative gigs in Las Vegas in the early 70s and recorded into the 1980s. Tiny Tim suffered a heart attack during a performance at a ukulele festival in Massachusetts on September 28, 1996, and died following a second heart attack on November 30th that same year. So here to commemorate Tiny Tim are some songs about tulips, beginning with Thelma Terry and her Playboys.
Thank you.
Some tulip songs to commemorate the birth on April 12, 1932 of Herbert Cory, better known as Tiny Tim. We started off with Thelma Terry and her Playboys and Starlight and Tulips, recorded in Chicago on March 29, 1928. Thelma Terry was the first woman director of an all-male band, but was even more remarkable because she played string bass. After Thelma Terry, it was Al Friedman and his orchestra and Tulips from an unreleased Edison Lateral record waxed on July 23, 1928. And what would a tribute to Tiny Tim be without Nick Lucas, the crooning troubadour, and the first hit version of Tiptoe Through the Tulips, written by Joe Burke and Al Dubin, and recorded May 9, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.